This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Lawmakers in Argentina are expected to vote tonight on a new interim president. Former President Fernando de la Rúa resigned Thursday after looting and rioting sparked by the country's worst economic crisis in decades. 28 people died and more than 200 were injured in the disturbances. NPR's Martin Casti is in Buenos Aires. Martin, how far is Argentina from having a new president?
Well, it's going to be pretty fast now, it looks like. As you say, the Congress is meeting tonight. First thing they will do is pick Adolfo Rodriguez Sá, a provincial governor, to be the new interim president. He's the nominee of the majority party, the Peronists, and that pretty much makes that a done deal. Then they plan to set up an election for March 3rd to pick a new president to fill out the remaining 2 years of De La Rúa's term. That is something of a controversial point because some of the smaller parties who are in the minority think that the last thing the country needs right now is an election campaign. They say the economic crisis is so severe decisive action is needed by a new president who will be around for 2 years, and so they're not happy with the fact that we're looking at a campaign now.
So how bad is the economic situation?
Well, it can be summarized in the fact that there's no money. People are running out of cash. A lot of state employees have been receiving IOUs from provincial governments and even the federal government instead of hard currency. Retirees aren't getting pensions, or the pensions are being delayed because that money is being rerouted to pay off the interest on the foreign debt. And that has just had such a stranglehold on the overall economy that today, what should be one of the biggest shopping days of the year, the shops here in downtown Buenos Aires are pretty much empty.
Are there any concrete plans for turning the situation around?
There's nothing concrete announced yet. We're waiting for that later tonight once the new president, the interim president, who will serve for 2 months, has been sworn in. He's saying that he will have an emergency economic plan to announce. It's not clear yet exactly what he has in mind, except that he has said that he plans to stick with the convertibility of the Argentine peso, the fact that it is equal to $1. A lot of economists say that's actually the source of Argentina's economic problems, but he's standing by it. He says he's not going to devalue the peso. There's also some talk among the Peronists who are in control of things right now that it's time for Argentina to simply acknowledge the fact that it can't pay its public debts, it can't service that interest, and it's time to simply suspend those payments. $500 million are due before the end of December, and it's just money that Argentina doesn't have anymore. They say it's time to start suspending those payments and putting that money into social expenditures, simply propping things up, handing out food, perhaps providing unemployment benefits.
NPR's Martin Casti in Buenos Aires. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.